Indianapolis's Director of Community Violence Reduction has been on the job now for over a year. WFYI's Jill Sheridan sat down with Shauna Majors to talk about her priorities for 2020, some of the major challenges the city faces in violence reduction efforts, and where she thinks she's been able to gain traction.
I think what we've been able to do is really engage with a lot of our younger community members, and we're trying to engage them to be more a part of the solution because we think that the youth will listen to other youth. And then also getting some of who I call the OGs off the bench and get them back into the game as well as mentors for our younger people, the ones that have been there and done that, coming back to the community to try to repair some of the things that they started back when in their heyday.
You've come from a community here in Indianapolis, and you've gone through a lot of the things that juveniles are facing here. Have you felt that, you know, the power of having that peer relationship?
Absolutely. I have a young lady who I've been mentoring. Her brother was a victim of gun violence in 2018. It honors me that she looks to me for guidance and advice when she comes to critical junctures in her life, things that are important to her. We're going to keep doing more, reach out to more young ladies, because we have a lot more young ladies involved in this violence than we have had previously. And so we really want to reach our hands and our arms around those young ladies as well.
Mentoring, you know, finding jobs for young people, these are all important pieces of the puzzle. What are you really focused on when it comes to juvenile crime reduction?
We want to give our juvenile kids something to do, getting the kids more involved, creating peer mentors with those children to help, at least in the school system, those kids that are still in school with some peer-to-peer mentoring is one of our big initiatives for this year. And also having those peers reach out then into their community and their neighborhoods where they live, because a lot of kids may go to school in one area but live in another. And so if we can get into the schools and start helping change those perceptions and those mindsets of those young people, we're hoping that it kind of spreads out.
It has to be different for every neighborhood, for every kid. If you start up a, you know, a group that where the kids can go play, you know, basketball, that might be good for some, but you know, other kids aren't going to be able to engage in that.
Absolutely. And so we're really looking forward to doing our Safe Summer initiative again this year, providing them an opportunity to express themselves through the arts, you know, having paint night and having open mic night where they can sing or rap. It's an exciting time for Indianapolis, quite frankly, because I think that we've turned a corner enough that people are now saying, okay, let's see what really works and how can we get involved in helping our neighborhoods become more successful.
You were able to add a couple new peacekeepers recently with a total of four now?
No, we have five. On our way to six, we hired two new peacemakers that are focused solely on youth. So they are in the schools, in the libraries. They speak the language and they talk the walk to talk and everything like they do. So it's really been exciting to have them on board.
Indianapolis also struggles with disparity in gun violence, and African-American young males are much more likely to be involved in gun violence. Do you see a more open dialogue and more focus on, you know, this really important issue?
Yeah, we have to. So the data says that that is the group that is most affected, like you said. That, again, goes back to me wanting to have more peer mentoring, more African-American kids that are speaking to each other and holding each other accountable, kind of a positive peer culture type of a situation. So I think if we continue to just keep coming at it with more positive, and, you know, whether it's through sports or arts or academics or whatever that looks like, that's the type of effort the community will see coming from here this year.
Thank you so much for talking today.
Oh, not a problem.
That was Indianapolis Director of Community Violence Reduction, Shauna Majors, speaking with WFYI's Jill Sheridan.